Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. The phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. Before we get into your story, Chris, which is also another Germany-related story, we have the one about the German newspaper surprisingly issuing an apology for their obedient coverage of COVID-19, you know, their pro-government, lockup, pro-lockup kind of coverage. They were apologizing, especially to the children of Germany. Very interesting. But related to that, in other German news, you've got something, Chris. But first, we're going to share with you a quote from our friend Nobody. Bonnie's been doing some research. She's been digging through old Nobody interviews because our friend Nobody has been prohibited by court bail conditions in the Crypto 6 case. You can learn more about that over at thecrypto6.com. He's been prohibited from speaking publicly about him or in, you know, his opinions or anything. And so we dug up some old opinions of Nobody, and you did the digging, Bonnie. We're doing the reading. Here is one of them that you found. He said this, quote, "The first fact of life in living under a government is you live under constant threat of extortion. They are literally saying that you need to pay us for a contract that you never willingly entered into," unquote.
Yep.
And, of course, the contract he's talking about there is the so-called social contract.
Sounds socialist.
Which definitely sounds socialist. It certainly doesn't actually exist. Because if you ever ask somebody who's an advocate of the social contract to show it to you, well, they can't.
It's just an idea.
Yeah, the idea of the social contract is you do what we say, we being the government gang. And they say whatever they want to say.
You can't call anything a contract if it hasn't been agreed to by both sides and signed.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, the contracts have very specific aspects to them. There's certain elements that make up a contract. You have to be presented with a contract, meaning you have to, like you said, you have to have the opportunity to review it. You have to have the opportunity to think about it. You have to be offered consideration. You know, what do you get in return? Like, what's the deal, you know, here? What are you paying for, and what are you getting in return? So there's offer, there's acceptance, consideration, I believe, I feel like there's a fourth thing, but I didn't look it up, so I don't remember offhand. But there are specific elements, and the social contract, of course, meets none of those. It's pure fantasy, pure pro-government propaganda, and it's just a justification by people who want to control your life.
People who believe in the social contract theory will say that you implicitly agree by still living here, but there isn't a place on the planet where you can go and not live under a government.
Not that we know of, although who knows, maybe one of these crypto islands someday will successfully accomplish that, but I'm not going to hold my breath waiting for it. So speaking of repressive governments, Chris, what's the island or the government of Germany up to?
So apparently, this is a story from Bloomberg, and they're reporting Germany raises prospect of shutting Telegram down over hate threats. Sounds crazy.
Okay.
Considering you can do you can spread hate messages and death threats on any platform, but apparently they really have Telegram in its sight for whatever reason. Germany raised the prospect of closing down the Telegram messaging service over concerns about its use as a platform for extremist groups. The company could seek to block the service if the government reaches the conclusion that it breaches national and European Union law. I mean, basically, free speech violates European Union law.
Sounds
and
right.
German law. Just sounds crazy to me.
The United States is, I don't know if it's unique in the world, but it's fairly unusual in that it actually has a, you know, protection, supposedly, for freedom of speech. I mean, not even Canada has that.
I mean, this would be very little different than saying, okay, you can't have a web browser. Telegram is just a kind of a generic chat app. It's not for like right-wing extremist groups or any particular group.
I guess the difference between calling it, you know, I don't think you can quite make the analogy to a web browser, because the web browser doesn't actually hold any of the content. It just views the content, whereas Telegram actually does have, you know, servers that
hold the content.
Has a
storage mechanism. That's true.
So there is that.
That's true.
And Telegram has, in the past, taken down terrorism-related channels. But from my knowledge, that's the only thing they've ever targeted for takedown.
I mean, there are aspects of web browsers, too, that have storage. Like, have you heard of Pocket?
No.
Pocket will store, I don't know exactly what it stores, but at least it stores links, I believe.
Okay.
So it'll, like, save your browsing history and things of that nature.
Right. So should Pocket be prohibited, or any web browser be prohibited from allowing you to bookmark, an evil website?
Right. If you can use a browser like Firefox and use Pocket to save your hate links, then maybe it should be shut down.
Hmm.
I mean, I think it's just an absolute...
That's about the same level of
crazy argument.
I mean, I know that Germans love WhatsApp. Why can't you send a death threat or a hate message over WhatsApp?
You can.
I mean,
this is the point. It's crazy. It's like, it's a general tool, and we're going to shut it down because a certain group uses it, or some percentage of it, or a certain group uses it, even though there's other people on the opposing side that also use it.
It's obvious to me that they want to take it down because it's hard for them to patrol.
Yeah, I mean, I think there is some truth to that, but Italy has been successful at censoring Telegram. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, and
how?
I don't. They had a court order, and Telegram censored the room. I think it had to do with piracy websites, but nonetheless, the point is that it can definitely be censored, and Telegram is definitely reacting to government's, efforts to shut down.
Did Telegram censor the room only for people in Italy? And only on certain apps?
I don't know the entire details of this, but what I do
because
know
I know they have
is
done...
Telegram has also censored on Apple App Store. They've also censored based on pressure from Apple and Google.
Right, that's what I was going to say.
So,
they did modify their app for Apple. I knew that much to exclude certain rooms from being accessible through the Apple app. And that's likely because governments are pressuring Apple and Google to do these things. But if you use their app, if you use Telegram's actual desktop app, then those rooms are supposedly available.
Yeah, that's true. There's also rooms, that have been completely removed from Telegram.
Terrorism rooms have been.
Terrorism rooms, yeah. So, and the question is, well, what is terrorism? It's probably effectively, in most governments, interpreted as anything that's against what they see as their interests.
True.
So, opposing political enemies or parties that, are outlawed, so to speak. And, that might mean, Republicans in some countries or Democrats in some, or the equivalent of that, maybe.
To be fair, Odyssey has censored their app on the Apple platform as well.
Yeah, because you can't be on the Apple App Store without implementing censorship.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And they would rather be there than not be there.
Yeah.
So they made it so you can't search for certain terms on Odyssey on the Apple version of their app.
Yep.
But if you're using their website, you can search for all of them.
It makes me go like, wait, what? Because does that mean a browser has to have implement a censorship list within the browser in order to be on the App Store, Google's, or Android, at least Apple's App Store? But Google's been doing similar kinds of things. I think Apple's been doing it to a greater degree, but nonetheless, it's like, well, where do you take this? And if it's a decentralized app, right? Like, because, say something like Mastodon.
Where there's a dozen apps or, apps.
Am I not allowed to write an app and publish it to the Apple App Store, or maybe even Google's Play Store, how would I even know what to censor within the app? You can enter any domain or URL or whatever.
That's an interesting question, because the way Mastodon works, it's open source, so anyone can write an app, and all of them are agnostic as far as which Mastodon server you can connect to.
Right.
So you can connect to social.freetalklive.com, and you can join our server, and you can post from these apps to our server, and you can also join, I don't know, some hate server somewhere on the internet. Maybe they're being told they have to ban certain servers.
I think Apple has actually gone after decentralized tools like that, so I think they're just banned.
Apple is the worst as far as centrally controlled platforms are concerned. Google's bad, but at least you can install an APK file on a Google phone without Google's permission. There's more coming up here. You can join us and share your thoughts. It's free talk.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Can Germany actually ban Telegram? That's my question, because that's the story. Is, oh, Germany is considering banning Telegram. What does that even mean?
Yeah, I wanted to ask the logistics of that, because I understand you can tell Apple and Google Play that it's not going to be on for German users, but how can they not just get it off the internet?
That's the thing. We're going to continue with the story here in just a moment, but also want to let you know about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site, so if you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has those, and they've got a daily dispatch, which is a great way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. So yeah, Bonnie makes a great point here. How in the world does the German government expect that they're going to, even if they choose to try, to ban Telegram, one of the world's most popular messaging apps?
I don't think that they actually have any idea
what they're talking about.
Yeah. And part of it is because it's politicians talking, right?
Sure. And so, they're actually promoting Telegram every moment that they do this,
yeah,
right? For all the people that hadn't heard of Telegram, now you've heard of it.
So there is Germany probably, I don't know with certainty, but a lot of countries in Europe have censorship already built in. So the ISPs are mandated. It was
they have a list, like a blacklist.
It started off as, you know, the excuse was, well, we have to protect people from child pornography, right, or something of that nature. And so they have these lists, but it doesn't mean that they can block Telegram, because Telegram does have some, I don't necessarily know if I want to say decentralization to it, but it does have some mechanisms to kind of hinder this sort of these sorts of technologies, right? They're not hard to get around. You change your DNS. They're basically using something called DNS, and it's not. You can't just block Telegram, because it's got like multiple IPs or changing IPs, and it's going through things like Google. Somehow it communicates with Google, I think, like, is one method to get around it. And if you can do that, you can't just block it like you might think. So there's that.
So it's technically difficult.
It's technically difficult. Russia's already tried, and Russia
hates Telegram.
Russia has a much more advanced and much more sophisticated censorship system than Germany does.
Telegram was created by a Russian anarchist, apparently, and they really don't like him. They would love to somehow stop Telegram, but Telegram has no servers in Russia, so they can't actually physically shut them down.
I don't know where Telegram stands in Russia as far as...
That's what I've heard.
You know, they connecting at this point. It may be that they've successfully censored Telegram at this point. I don't know. But Germany is going to have to implement a much more sophisticated system, I think, in order to block Telegram, you know, given what I know about how difficult it was for Russia to do. It'll be interesting to see what happens if they go ahead and actually do this. Here's what they say, though. A shutdown would be very serious and clearly the last resort. Interior Minister Nancy Faeser said in an interview with German Weekly, before such a step, all other options would have to be exhausted, but we can't exclude this. Per se, the SPD politician said. Sounds like Telegram isn't cooperating, maybe, but then again, maybe it's just like a news piece to, I don't know, gain support amongst her, you know, her supporters or something. I don't know, and that's the thing. Like, politicians, they do that kind of thing, right?
Right. Talk.
You know, they create issues that don't really exist and solutions that don't really solve problems, and it's to make people think that they're doing something.
Well, of course, their solution is going to be, we'd rather control it than shut it down. They would much rather have their hand in manipulating Telegram.
Absolutely.
To, you know, censor it in some way. And ultimately, even if they were successful at doing that, and I don't expect that they will be, even if they were successful, those people are just going to go somewhere else. You can shut down platform after platform after platform, and they're going to be motivated to find their own way, and if not create their own app to be able to talk their hate speech or whatever it is that they're doing.
Yeah,
you can't stop it.
If the most hated people on the planet, right, can get around these sorts of tools and censorship and all that stuff.
Right.
You really think the right-wingers are not going to be able to get around it?
Yeah. I mean, look at if 4chan hasn't been shut down.
Right.
Like, there's so many different places where really
unpopular
speech.
Public internet. It's not on the dark web, you know. Talks about possible measures against Telegram are ongoing, an Interior Ministry spokesman said on Wednesday, adding that it wasn't clear what legal and technical procedures would be necessary to switch off Telegram. Yeah, it probably isn't. Because, again, you're going to probably have to do some sort of deep packet inspection, and I don't know that I don't know that there is any... Again, I don't know Germany enough well enough to know, but I don't think Germany's got that level of sophistication as far as their censorship.
If those packets are encrypted? What if Telegram is...
Well, and that's the other problem, right? I mean, if you've got encrypted packets and they're going to Google, Google servers, I mean, how do you distinguish, legitimate Google traffic from non-legitimate, Telegram traffic.
I think the best they could do would be to go to Google and Apple and say, block this in any in our jurisdiction.
So it's actually interesting you should say this, because there's actually Google actually did do something the last time this happened. So
was that Italy?
I think this was Russia, but I'm not 100% sure. But they basically didn't like the fact that there were companies, and I can't remember the technical names for this, but basically pretending to be Google or something to that effect in order to go through Google. So they didn't like this, because I think that, and there was some criticism actually against Google for it, because this was a tool to help people get around censorship, or at least the one I'm thinking of. So maybe it wasn't Telegram, maybe it was some other application. But anyway, I think Telegram uses a similar technique. So the messaging service has come under increased criticism as right-wing extremists turn to the platform to organize demonstrations against the government's pandemic policies.
Oh.
You know, the person who made it was a left-wing extremist, right?
The Telegram?
I thought he was like a left libertarian.
Not to my knowledge. I mean, I don't know how left or right or libertarian he is, but I've heard he's an anarchist. Then.
Yeah.
Like one of our kinds of anarchists.
I thought he was like sort of leaning libertarian kind of anarchist, but it was a different breed, and it didn't quite meet, libertarian, like, non-aggression principle standards.
Yeah, I remember something like that. That's why I thought he was, like, left-leaning.
Oh, like a left-leaning libertarian?
Yeah, that's what I thought he was.
I don't know. We'll have to look it up.
I don't know. I think there's, like, a different breed of, like, pseudo-libertarian in Russia or in that region, which we wouldn't identify necessarily as, like, libertarian, but they definitely have some libertarian tendencies. Let's put it that way.
We'll see what we can find out.
Yeah. Authorities are investigating alleged death threats made over Telegram against one individual, the state premier of...
They're mad because people are organizing. That's what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. It's protest. They don't like protesters.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Phones open. You can join us. Your thoughts on censorship are welcome.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
You will soon be able to begin ordering free at-home rapid COVID-19 tests through a new government website on January 19th. Initially, orders will be limited to 4 tests per residential address. Tests will ship via first-class mail within 7 to 12 days of ordering. The administration expects that timeline to shorten as the program ramps up. A snowy weekend in store for millions of Americans. People across Georgia, Virginia, and the Carolinas are being told to prepare for snow and freezing rain that could cause power outages and make travel hazardous. The storm already affecting folks in the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, and Missouri. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. Tensions remain high between Ukraine and Russia.
After NATO and Russian talks broke down Thursday with zero results, Ukraine was hit by a massive cyber attack, warning its citizens to be afraid and expect the worst. And Russia, which has massed more than 100,000 troops on its neighbor's frontier, released TV pictures on Friday of more forces being deployed to the area. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman.
We have made it clear, and we told the Russians directly again today, that if Russia further invades Ukraine, there will be significant costs and consequences.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Rising inflation and the surge in the Omicron variant are taking their toll on consumer confidence. The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Sentiment, dipping 2.5% in early January to its second lowest level in a decade. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. There's a lot of misinformation out there about the founder of Telegram. I don't know him personally, but prior to being raided by the federal government gang here in New Hampshire back in March of last year, I had actually subscribed to his updates on Telegram, because Telegram, in addition to being a chat app for back-and-forth communications, also has what they call channels, where somebody can just post like an update for followers, and I had actually followed him. And there's a list here of a bunch of quotes, thanks to BrainyQuote.com, because I think one of y'all was saying, Bonnie, I think you said he was a left libertarian, you thought, and Chris, you weren't so sure about what his beliefs were.
Yeah, I thought they were more on the right, and
I'd heard he was an anarchist.
Like a libertarian anarchist, kind of, but not of the same, streak of libertarian anarchists that we think of in the United States.
So let me give you some quotes from Pavel Durov, and then you can make up your mind as to what you might believe about him. He says, obviously, I do have political views. I'm a believer in the free market economy. I also believe that without competition and respect for human rights, there will be no progress because nobody will feel safe and free. That's one quote. He says, in my past, it looked like I could get into trouble in Russia, but I was not afraid then, and I'm not afraid now. Fear paralyzes you and doesn't let you go forward. He says, to be truly free, you should be ready to risk everything for freedom. He says, I'm a peaceful creature. I'm vegetarian. I don't like wars. Pavel Durov says, the probability that we will get into a car accident is a million times higher than the probability we will suffer as a result of a terrorist act. He says further, the best legislative initiative is the absence of one. That's a pretty anarchist statement right there. He says, me, myself, I'm not a big fan of the idea of countries.
Nice.
And he says, a lot of people in the Western world don't realize how much taxes limit their options. You can end up paying almost half your income in taxes,
more,
which basically means you're working for the government for 180 days a year. I think I can find better ways to use the money I make for the benefit of society.
Okay, that doesn't sound like a leftist anymore.
He says, I believe in small governments or no governments. I think the majority of people want to have big government, a big brother taking care of them. I think he's right about that.
Yeah, he's probably right.
I wish that wasn't the case, but I think it is. He says, Telegram is heavily, it speaks to the restrictions. Telegram is heavily encrypted and privacy-oriented, but we're no friends of terrorists. In fact, every month we block thousands of ISIS-related public channels.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it's his choice. It's his app. He can do what he wants.
It is. I cringe. It makes me cringe, because if you can block, terrorists, you can just as easily block anybody else.
Yep, that's true. It is a centrally controlled app. There's no doubt about that. But all that said, dude's pretty libertarian, pretty freedom loving. It sounds like to me. So, and there's a bunch more quotes here from him. But I picked some of the only had 3 minutes to look.
I don't know if he subscribes to the non-aggression principle, and I kind of had the
he
idea.
He says he supports free markets.
He does. I had the impression that he did not quite subscribe to the non-aggression principle, but he was very close. So
yeah, I don't know what would give you. At least from what I read there, I don't know what would.
I didn't see anything particularly that stood out as being like, oh, you're not a libertarian or you're not an anarchist. But
he says, I believe the role of the government is too big. Society must be more decentralized. He says, let's go to Talk. He's on the line in Texas. Talk, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey guys, yeah, good to talk with you.
Yes, sir.
First off, just make a comment about I let you get away with something that I know Mr. Spock is a fictional character, but Spock said a difference that makes no difference is not a difference in regards to this communism. What I was saying, just real quick, and we'll get over to censorship. But what I was saying is like. And We the Living, Ayn Rand, Kara was escaping. She had made it across the border and where she was killed. The difference between our country and, they're escaping these places. North Korea, they're trying. And of course, Ayn Rand and the Soviets were trying to escape. It's communist countries that try to leave. People try to escape the walls or to keep people in. And sure. I just think it's a profound difference. But anyway, I just didn't want to let that slide because it was like we were like equivocating the freedom or more democratic countries around the world with communists. And I just think that communists are criminals because the only way they can get their power is to criminality. The only way they can keep their power is through criminality. And
well, that's true of all government guys, right? Like, I mean, whether you're talking about the United States government, which isn't quote unquote communist, although it's certainly plenty socialist.
They certainly are going to take your money if you try to leave.
Yeah, they're all violent and they're all using crime. I mean, these are all crime syndicates.
What we should be, we've perverted what we should be, and that gets back to that whole idea of. Hey, did you guys see Apocalypto? Get back to the past. Like,
was that the movie by Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see it.
People were living in the forest, and they were raided by another group of Indians, the Mayans. And these people were isolated in the forest, a tribe, doing real well by themselves, peacefully, hunting and fishing and all that. And then they got raided by this war party. You see where I'm going with this? It's like no matter what era you're in, we live in a big dystopian world. I know you used that word several times, dystopian. That's the nature of life in our world, is dystopian. War and battles and all such. And that governments were formed, you know, in protection, partly to protect people from that sort of thing.
Well, no.
As far as I can see, the governments are the reason there are wars.
Yeah, governments create war, and
that's why I talked about that movie. You see what I'm saying? Those people didn't have a government. I mean, the Mayans had a government of sorts, I suppose, but the Indian tribe that was raided and murdered, they didn't have a government. They had basically some leaders that were basically, and they led in hunts. When they were hunting, the leaders were not dominant over their people. They were very portrayed. Of course, it's a movie, but they were portrayed as a very close to utopia. It's a very simple life, and you know, no government.
Well, certainly no government in that we're used to, but as you said, they have leaders. Maybe the leaders are selected by, you know, virtue. They're, you know, they've shown themselves to be worthy of following or whatever. But humans are a pack animal, and they are likely to look for someone to lead them. The majority of them are just that way. And that's what goes back to what Pavel Durov was saying most people wanting a big government to tell them what to do. And if that wasn't clear enough, it sure was made clear during COVID with so many people being so easily told what to do and just so obedient. It was really disappointing.
Yes. Yeah, what is that? That psychology that
mass formation psychosis?
Mm-hmm.
It's along the lines of the mob mentality where very, very scary stuff.
It is. Talk. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. By the way, our show on Tuesday night, which was mostly about the mass formation psychosis theory, that got taken down from YouTube, by the way. We got a strike over that particular show. And now we're off. We are off of YouTube as a result. The channel hasn't been deleted, but we are now on our second out of three strikes. And so we need to wait until sometime in February before we'll be able to resume streaming on that particular platform. So if you want to hear our discussion about mass formation psychosis, you'll have to go to our Odyssey channel over at video.freetalklive.com, and you can find the show there. It's actually broken into two parts because we had an issue with our stream on that particular night. Anyway, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the show, you can. And you can take control of the airwaves here. This is...
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here and bring up whatever you want to discuss with you tonight. It's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. Phones are open. Even in these remaining moments, we have enough time for you. 603-283-6160 is the number. We'll talk about people suing Instagram stars over a pump and dump scam. And it's one that we talked about during the summer. We warned you about this one, and now there are lawsuits a-flying. We'll explain that here in just a moment. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. And don't forget, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. You can support the program via the Free Talk Live amps over on Patreon, and I want to say thank you to Justin Doling and also David Zientara, who are some of our supporters over there of the new AMPS program. Justin's a silver. David is a platinum. Silvers do $5 a month. David, I believe, does more than $25 a month. So thank you for the support over there. We really appreciate it. Makes a big difference for us. Thanks to the 70-plus people that have signed on in just the last few months to the new AMPS program.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, it stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. AMPS.FreeTalkLive.com. We'll take you right to our Patreon. That's AMPS.FreeTalkLive.com. Let's go to Jack. He's listening in Washington. Online. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, I was curious. Where are your strikes from YouTube coming? You guys aren't huge anti-vaxxers. Is it crypto? I don't see why they're giving you strikes.
It's quote-unquote medical misinformation. So, I mean, even though we don't talk about the vaccine every single show, it's certainly something that does come up on Free Talk Live, and we are absolutely skeptics. And you cannot be a skeptic on YouTube. You have to agree that the government is right and that the vaccines are, you know, sent by God and that you must take them or else your grandma's going to die. You have to completely buy the entire government narrative you know, the entire pro-Pfizer, pro-mega corporate, mega medical industrial state narrative. And if you don't, then you are medical misinformation and you will get stricken for that. And that's what has happened to us multiple times in the last year.
Yeah, the confusion that they're throwing at us is very communist. I'm sorry. It feels like it's straight manipulation.
Yep. Propaganda.
Well, and it's not a, you know, it's their platform. They can do what they want with it, and it is not a free speech platform.
No.
So, you know, they're going to do what they want, and we are one strike away from being completely taken down. Every single video on the Free Talk Live channel will be deleted if we get one more strike. And, you know, there's no reason why
we
that
can't.
We have
Odyssey, though. You guys coming on Odyssey, fine.
Yeah. Odyssey's great.
I don't know why I would want to watch, but I do.
Well, we thank you for being out there, Jack. Was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
No. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, they now consider you to be anti-vax if you simply are questioning. If you simply are in favor of choice.
Yeah.
Not even if you're anti, actually against it.
I'm not even a big fan of the term skeptic, because a lot of this is just, it's information, right? And it, giving people information that exists is, I don't know, that doesn't make you, doesn't mean you're, I don't know, I don't really feel like you're necessarily a skeptic. It either does or doesn't work, or is not as effective as they claim.
Oh, well, yeah, you can't give any information that counters their claims.
Right.
That makes you anti-vax. That's insane.
That's
quote-unquote misinformation.
That's crazy.
Anything that isn't the government's official line is misinformation.
I can both believe that there is a potential vaccine, maybe down the road or potentially coming, while still not agreeing or expressing beliefs about particular vaccine, you know, what they're calling vaccines currently on the market.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like there's one vaccine anyway.
Right. Well, actually, we've talked about the one that came out of India, and it was actually one of our doctor friends who informed us about this. There's an Indian vaccine, and... Well, wasn't it like Covaxin or something like that? Or
I'm
Covaxin?
Surprised you remember that.
Was it actually
sure
effective, or
like
is
that.
It?
Yeah, it's been being shown to be more effective, and it's not mRNA.
Yeah, it's like a normal vaccine where it's not mRNA. It's like the dead virus or
whatever,
the normal standard kind of vaccine that they do. It's not available in the United States.
Of course not. Of course it's not.
It might be in Mexico soon, though.
Yeah, he said it was. I think he said it was in Mexico and maybe even Canada. It's just not in the U.S.
It's probably something along the lines of what Will was waiting for, basically, and kind of what I was waiting for, but I kind of really don't care anymore.
Let's go to your phone calls here. We got Aaron is on the line. Aaron, calling from, I didn't get where. Where are you calling from, Aaron?
I'm from Texarkana, Texas.
Excellent, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was thinking about the other day. Y'all were talking about the supply chain and stuff was missing up there. And, you know, around here, we don't have any problems with that. Now, we've got a lot of paper mills and all that, so maybe, you know, we got toilet paper. But we don't have anything really, you know, missing out of the stores. But I think, like, the government's trying to force people because, like, you know, people are coming here from California, and property values are up to, like, five times what they were. So an acre of property is not $5,000 now. It's, like, $25,000.
Wow.
Yeah, I will say this. I have not noticed huge problems here. I mean, there's a little bits here and there, like, you know, the toilet paper area in Walmart's a little light. You know, it's not full. And then there's a couple of chest freezers at one of the grocery stores that are mostly empty. So it's like, you know, down 10% or at the most in certain areas.
You know what it is? It's more sporadic. You know, there'll be periods where something will be not being produced because I don't know if it's because the factories are producing something else momentarily or exactly what it is, but it's bouts of like stuff isn't available, and then it becomes available, and then it's available, you know, basically indefinitely, it seems. That's been my experience.
We know that there's serious supply chain issues as far as truckers are concerned.
Yeah.
There just aren't enough truckers to move the products around.
Yeah, and that might be part of it, too. Like, their stuff is manufactured, but it's not getting to the warehouses or the stores in a timely fashion. Therefore, we run out, and then it kind of, like, people then go buy more of it, and then it's like, okay, well, then it takes even longer.
And there's over 100 cargo ships waiting to get into port in Los Angeles, you know, outside of Los Angeles. So these are going to provide issues and cause problems. And then to add, you know, more complexity, out in Los Angeles, a section of the Union Pacific train tracks has been littered with thousands of shredded boxes and stolen packages from cargo containers. Have you guys heard about this?
No.
Aaron, have you heard about this, the cargo thefts?
No, I actually haven't read that. I had a theory behind why they're kind of forcing people into Texas and Florida and stuff.
Go ahead.
I thought it was because they could kind of just box us all in at some point to, you know, do as they will with the people that are more free-minded to these areas, because a lot of conservative people are, you know, I'm a libertarian, more, you know, liberty-minded people could be here to where we, you know, round us up is what I was kind of wanting to get about.
I had a similar theory recently because I'm from Texas. I'm from San Antonio, and I was talking with my friend that still lives in San Antonio, and I told her that I visited back in September, and I swear that the population, like, doubled since I was there in January 2021.
Absolutely.
I was saying that, I mean, okay, when I was talking to her about that, we were both agreeing the population is just insane, and it's, like, bustling, like, more people are coming every day. And I was thinking later to myself, it could be there could be a reason behind why they've let Texas be, you know, like, seem like a bastion for freedom. It's really not.
A free state. Basically.
They want to attract people there. They have a really, really powerful government there, and, you know.
I don't know if I buy the claim that it's going to be a roundup, you know, the people.
Why?
Make
they have
it easy
FEMA camps.
But Texans have guns. Yeah,
that's,
and
Texans are docile. They'll do whatever.
We're well armed and pretty docile people.
And there's some other problems with this. Even though the numbers are up in terms of migration patterns and things, it's not like most people are moving. So most people are still
hundreds of thousands have moved.
So sure,
yeah,
you
have 320 million though. I mean,
that's still small.
Not going to be enough to be like, okay, well, if we get everybody to move here, then we can round them up easily. It's still
It's like a specific type of person is moving, like a more
conservative
or, you know, freedom-loving person.
I don't think you're
going
to see, you're still not seeing the numbers, sufficient numbers to make that.
I wouldn't even call them freedom-loving. They're just more conservatives.
Yeah.
The people that are moving there, they like to think themselves as freedom-loving, but they also
want to love freedom more than the people who didn't leave California.
They love their freedom, but they don't love the freedom of other people. That's why, you know, you move to Texas.
They're still attached to the government.
Yeah, absolutely. Aaron,
I mean, I agree.
On the government.
Thanks for the call, dude. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight. They're hooked on the government to do their bidding.
Yeah.
They want to restrict, you know, pornography. Or they
want
to restrict strip clubs.
They want
abortion.
They want the freedom for the things they like, but
Correct.
Not the things that you like.
Correct. And Texas, by the way, is the, I believe, number 49th or 50th least, or like most free state, which means they're the least free state as far as personal freedom. As far as personal freedom.
Not economics.
Not economics. Economics are like mid-pack. We're out of time tonight. You can check out the Freedom in the 50 States study if you want to dig into that, though. Freedominthe50states.org, I believe. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.